Stay warm at the Horseshoe this season. Score an exclusive, officially licensed Ohio State scarf when you subscribe to the Columbus Dispatch. Get the planet's best Buckeye coverage, award-winning reporting, and one amazingly cozy scarf by subscribing at dispatch.com/scarf. This promotion is licensed by the Ohio State University. Trademarks used with permission.
You got beat by a good team. Very good team, and a quarterback that was dynamic. I thought our defense hung in there. Like I said, a very good player. Offense was bad, and so we're going to do what we do, and that's go back to work as hard as we possibly can, starting somewhat tonight and tomorrow, and figure this thing out.
Front row left, Bill.
Perfect. Expect, I'm sure, improvement from week one to week two. Got a long time to try to fix the passing game. Do you have any explanation for what the real struggles are with the passing game? Struggles with the passing game?
Well, it's not one thing, it's several things. So, to answer your question, I have some ideas that we're going to work on as a staff. I'm not going to share that right now.
Front row right here, Austin.
Irvin. How do you evaluate what JT did tonight? Was it another one of those situations where receivers weren't helping, or do you put anything on him for this one at all?
Well, if you're the starting quarterback and he lost in the play, a lot of it's going to be on him. But a lot of it's, until I watch the tape, that's just the nature of the beast. Last week we threw the ball decently and 300 yards passing, and this week we did not. But it might be, you guys have been here for, I think, 6 years now, that I'm never going to point a finger at a quarterback. I'm going to say that, he's the head dog and he holds, he's accountable. But out watching the film, I have an idea that all three phases of the pass game need improved protection. And they do a good job. They drop it in, they're both teams we play now are dropping into coverage a lot. So we just have to keep evaluating what we're doing. But I'm going to make it perfectly clear that it's not a bullseye on JT Barrett. It's part of a system and a group that has to get better.
Far left, Clay.
Coach, fans, maybe media, maybe coaches too, are sometimes prisoners of the moment. What will this week be like for you? Do you see positions being up for grabs? Is this going to be a drastic kind of thing?
We just finished the game, so I'll evaluate that after we go. And we got to go beat Army is what we got to do. We get on a roll. That's what we got to do. You've seen a roll around here a few times, so that's what has to happen.
Front row right, Tim?
Yeah, Irby, I think we get the running game going with J.K., especially in the second half after Paris Campbell's big kickoff return, and then kind of got away from that. I mean, what was just your feel on how, I guess, the game was called as it went along offensively?
Yeah, I wasn't happy with it, and so just keep reevaluating, and I saw what you saw. J.K. was hitting the ball pretty hard and doing some good things. Mike Weber did some good things, and just not getting enough flow on offense, and I'm seeing the same thing you guys are seeing.
Last two questions over to the left, Ari.
Irvin, I know you just said that there's no bullseye on the back of J.T. Barrett, but I think there's a large portion of this fan base that would like to see or wondering if there's a possibility that you would ever even consider a change. Is that something that you will look at? Have you thought about?
No.
And did you think that JT, in the course of the game, is it hard for him to, do you think it might have lost a little bit mentally in terms of just kind of the way things were going for him, and seeing like as the game went on and things were going that well that he was kind of missing some throws he would usually make?
Let me watch the film first. Like I said, we just walked off the field about 15 minutes ago, so I'll let you know, but we've seen him play exceptional, and he will play exceptional next week.
And last question over there, Doug.
Irvin, obviously we've been talking about passing issues since last season. Does this feel like the same kind of things, or do you feel like it's different things that are leading to this?
A lot of different things.
Just walked off the field 15 minutes ago. I don't want to overreact. So yeah, I get it, and I'm not disrespecting you, but before I have a tendency to, let me just digest it, see what's going on. I feel the same pressure as everyone here to get very good at the pass game. We've worked extremely hard at it. It wasn't good tonight. We got to get the damn thing fixed, and we will.
So emotionally, where are you right now? Are you just frustrated? Are you angry at all? Are you confused? Why this is still
all
happening?
All the above. No, just all the above. And I got a team to go coach, and we'll be hard at work tomorrow. We lost a game. To a good team. Didn't play very well. Go back to work tomorrow and get better. It's a long season. And this is where you need when you blow out a younger team, a smaller team or a team that's not very good, it doesn't see it. I mean, we were challenged first half against Indiana to play very well, and played very well in the second half. This game, we didn't play very well. So we're back at it, and it's a long, long season.
Coach Mayfield, just your thoughts on Mayfield and the game he had. I mean,
he's a good player, really good player. I told him afterwards, I just love his competitiveness and his energy. And we had him wrapped up, I want to say, 8 times, and he came out of that thing. So very good player. Move on.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.